The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Friday of the second week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today, the Gospel reading for the Daily Mass directs our attention to one of the most important parts of the New Testament, the Eucharistic Discourse of Jesus. It is found in the second half of the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. Today's reading is a preface to Jesus' Eucharistic teaching, in which we hear the familiar story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Here's a part of the passage. Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining. They collected the leftovers and filled 12 wicker baskets. The miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fish is a lesson in divine arithmetic. According to our standards, 1 + 1 = 2. But when God's power is added to the equation, it becomes 1 + 1 + God. The result is potentially infinite. This miracle is particularly rich in its theological and human ramifications. First, you know, it's kind of homey. It reminds us of Jesus' first miracle, where he changed water to wine at a party where there was feasting and dancing. And on this occasion, Jesus feeds people who are simply hungry. And it's important that we understand they were hungry. They were not starving. They were not dying of hunger. Like the boy with the bread and the fish, it's probable that many in the crowd, or at least some of them, had brought provisions, but had eaten them already. Jesus was teaching them for a long time, and the time flew by. And by the end of the day, their stomachs must have been growling in protest, because there was nothing left to eat. So Jesus feeds them. It's such a simple gesture, so hospitable, so kind. And we should never underestimate the importance of simple acts of kindness and generosity that bring happiness to others or that make their day a little bit easier. Jesus' miracle also gives us a glimpse into how God works. You know, he could have simply removed people's hunger, made it go away. But even though Jesus transcends the limits of human nature, he also respects it. Hunger is a sign that the body needs nourishment, and this is how God created us. Obviously, he wants us to experience this because it's how we maintain our flesh and blood. So Jesus' miracle doesn't just eliminate the hunger, but instead gives the food that will alleviate the hunger. Furthermore, this miracle requires the surrender of one boy's provisions. According to St. John, he had 5 loaves and 2 fish. The boy didn't offer half of it, although that certainly would have been generous. He offers everything. It doesn't amount to much, but he gives Jesus what he had. You know, I imagine this young person as being eager to give Jesus his dinner. He must have been stirred by the words of the Lord and was ready to do everything for this prophet from Nazareth. We can imagine that perhaps later on, this boy was baptized, maybe by Andrew himself, who had identified him and became an ardent Christian. The result of this miracle is not only alleviating the hunger of this huge crowd, but also abundance. 12 baskets are filled with the fragments left over. The apostles are careful to gather them afterwards, perhaps to distribute to the poor or to save some for their own traveling provisions. But God was more generous than he needed to be, because God always surpasses our expectations. When we give the 5 loaves and 2 fish of our lives, God will not fail to use them to bring his abundance to us and to others. God bless you.